This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watermelon Sugar, better than this tune. We'll get to this year's Song of the Summer, much lighter topic in about 30 when Jason joins us. So, now multiple outlets reporting 4 dead, 9 injured at a high school about 50 miles outside Atlanta. That's what I keep seeing. And John Miller, years and years ago, a semi-regular guest on this show. We have zero success trying to get anybody from CNN. We hardly ever try. I'm trying to think, it was like a year ago we tried to get somebody on from CNN, and it was like some special report. You know, it wasn't one of the regulars. It was some report, and they just looked at us like, you're kidding me, right? You're beneath us. Get away. John Miller, so we'd have to try to get a hold of him some other way, but he was a great guest. John Miller, with his sourcing, saying the shooter, the alleged shooter, who's alive and in custody, Dave Harrigan, as I told you, 14 years old. That is, if this child attends this high school, if on a normal projection is a freshman, a 14-year-old. Again, the details matter. The facts matter. The everyday aspect of this, we've all been desensitized to it, unless that's our child. Unless that's our nephew. That's our niece. That's our friend. 4 children are gone. 9 injured. And I don't know if this school just started yesterday, like many others. But just wait another month. We're going to have another story like this. A 14-year-old, Dave Ergen. We have a society, where are we at? 355 million, something like that in this country? Ballpark, general area?
Yep.
I'm not saying we are going to be so flawless, we're going to be so perfect, that in America, no crime is ever going to happen. We're all going to get along. We're all going to agree politically. We're all going to shake hands. We don't need to lock our doors. And I'm also, in this case, not coming for your guns. I'm not knocking on your door, taking your guns. But there is no bigger failure than what keeps happening with shootings, sometimes with our schools, and sometimes in society. There is no bigger failure in America, period, end of conversation. The mass shootings we have in this country compared to other comparable Western nations. We're so far ahead in the wrong way, it is shameful. And mental health matters immensely. But somehow, for many, with the mental health conversation, they act like mental health doesn't apparently happen in these other countries. Like all of a sudden, we're the only country with mental health issues. We're not. For the overwhelming majority, they matter. They're crippling. They're destabilizing. They're punishing. They're penal. They're vicious. I don't know in this case. We are just learning the information. But it is a 14-year-old at a high school where four kids are going there, and they are gone. And we're so far past Columbine. We're so far past Parkland and Uvalde. We can name them. And I know this, that people listening right now and elsewhere are both. They're saddened by this. And if they're objective, they're going to think, we're not going to do a damn thing about it. Because Biden is calling for the assault weapons ban. Do we even know if it's an assault weapon in this case yet? I haven't seen any of that reporting. I'm not going to sit here and say I would be upset if we banned assault weapons. We obviously did that for 10 years. That's not going to solve. I don't know how much it's going to solve, to be honest, because I don't want this again to be the texting. Well, that wouldn't have changed this issue, because I don't know. Our details are limited right now. But I still don't understand, when we talk about states' rights, why we can't have multiple states, including Minnesota, where we hear from Democrats, Republicans, and we try three ideas each from both parties. I wish we had five parties. I'm sick of the fact that we only have two parties. And we tried for 3 years. And see if people are willing to say, I didn't think that would work, but it's helped. And your end answer, as you know, Dave, can't be, well, it didn't solve everything. Nothing is going to solve everything. And it's such a phony argument. And we just love to finger point. But tell me a bigger failure in our country than the continued mass violence, and then it's our kids. And when we're having the cell phone conversation, and people wonder why I'm going against, because the easy thing to do now, it's not only easy, you may agree with it 1,000%, but the easy thing is they ban all cell phones. If my kids were going to school, I would want them to have a cell phone 1,000%, because my three born kids are done with school. But Michael, who is like a son to me, because how long Carl and I were dating, he has a cell phone, and I'm elated that he has a cell phone, because that could happen at YZ High School. And have policies on disciplining. And I know there are debates on cell phones with catastrophes. Well, that kid I love. Maximum. And I want him to have a phone in case. It's just, but are we going to do anything because of this latest one? We do anything. 3 weeks. We do anything if it's at another school in this state. No, we'll finger point. We won't do anything.
Yeah. That's 100% correct. We'll blame each other. We'll pull the Ted Cruz and blame the Doors. You know, everyone in America would like mass shootings, school shootings to end, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can all agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Shocking. We can agree on some.
But the vast majority want it to happen by magic. You start talking about, well, guns are the issue, or, you know, we have to take these steps with mental health. Well, come on. I mean, we can't do that. You know, once it actually comes down to taking actual steps.
They just want to do their own idea that they believe in and want to dismiss the other side.
Correct. Yes. And sometimes even the idea you believe in, once you realize what it's actually going to take to implement that idea, well, gee, I don't know about that. I might be going a little bit too far. So let's just push it down the road, kick the can a little bit, and wait till the next one happens.
Okay. So let's give you a few. Like, I'm not much of a believer in the one entry point because it seems implausible in bigger schools. Let's have some schools try it. Fine. I'm not much of a believer in arming teachers. I'm not a believer in it. Let's have some schools try it. Let's funnel billions more into mental health. Let's try to toughen some agreed policies of background checks on guns. Let's try some things in states in this incubation that we have of 50 states and see, and I know it's not apples to apples, but let's see what actually could help a little. But no, because we're so desensitized by this, except if it's your kid.
Yeah, and we see the president calling for the ban on assault rifles today after, you know, presumably one may have been used today at the school.
Maybe.
Great. You know, I'd be in favor of a ban on assault rifles. But we still have 400 million guns in this country.
Yeah.
Okay? And ban on assault rifles isn't going to stop the shootings that happened just this weekend in Minneapolis. And all throughout this country with handguns or whatever else were used.
Yeah.
So if we're going to actually take, you know, steps against gun violence, assault rifles is a start, but how much is that going to solve?
Yeah. More money for police, but also if you call out certain police officers and their incompetence, namely Derek Chauvin, that doesn't mean you hate police.
No.
How many different police officers do we have on this show? So if this was a show in any way that felt that way, you think they'd come on the show? Give me a break. It's a 51 past 1. You want to chime in with a text or two? We'll listen. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right to the text, someone wondering if I think the media is any responsibility with the continued school shootings. That's a complicated question because I can make the argument the media doesn't talk about it enough that we just... There's going to be another shooting in a week, and we won't talk about it enough. The media is so divided, plays along with the divide in our country. What we witness on TV, is it, do we show more violence than we did? We can do the cartoons. It's more, there are more graphics. There are more details. It depends child to child, individual to individual. So the media has influence in all areas, but it's multifaceted, and I touched on a little bit of it. Someone's suggesting it's easy, take all former military personnel, give them a school, they'd be on site, armed to the military. Talking schools today, but we're talking all across the country too. I pushed back strongly when the Democrats were too soft on the school resource officers, and then they stepped in. Mike attends Wayside High School. It's an enormous school. How many people do they truly need at that school who are armed in case something horrible takes place? I mean, 5, 10 at enormous schools?
If the goal is to stop any sort of shooting, keep escalating that number. 5 or 10 is not going to do it.
Yeah. All legislators... offer up thoughts and prayers and then do nothing. Not all. There are individuals who actually want to do something. I want individuals who will work with the other side and try something that seems counter to them but say, enough's enough. Maybe I'm wrong on an idea. Maybe it can work. And try that. Somebody talking about the parents. I want parents involved all the time, for sure. But there are times when the parents are involved and acts of violence still happen. And so sometimes the parents should own up the blame, and other times they did everything possible, including Minneapolis when the Hennepin County attorney won't step in enough. Linda's construction time check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.